This weekend, Australia's biggest spring celebration is wrapping up in Canberra. Floriade is the biggest gardening event, and this year's theme is science and nature, bringing to life the most recognised scientific fields of physics, chemistry, astronomy, biology, and botany. To find out more about the event, the WISE contributor from 1RPH, Janelle Provost, spoke to main gardener at Floriade, Tim Howard.
With the once the theme is selected, so once science and nature was selected, we brainstorm with our landscape architects to think of how can we tell that story of science and nature in garden bed designs. So we've come up with 12 unique garden bed designs. Some of them include an atom, DNA strands. We've got a light prism, think maybe like Pink Floyd and the splitting of light through a light prism and refracting. And really it's playing with colors, and proportionality and viewpoints to create visual interest for our visitors and to really display the tulips and, all of our other flower varieties the best way we possibly can.
How long did it take you to actually come up with the designs?
It's probably a process of maybe across 8 weeks. We try and do a couple of beds each week and then really fine tune them. This project, because it's 18 months long, it's full of milestones. So we need to get the designs done so we can order all the flowers. We have to order all the bulbs. We have to make sure all the colors are correct. We've got the right quantities to fill out the colors to make the pictures. So it's quite complicated and it's a little bit stressful, I'll tell you.
And the last few days with the rain, did that send you greyer?
I welcomed it actually because it's cooled things down, which means our flowers last longer. I checked the rain gauge. We took 45 mils of rain in 24 hours on site on Wednesday, a few days ago. And the grounds have held up really well and the flowers certainly appreciated. And rain, of course, has dissolved nitrogen in it. So it makes everything greener. So as a gardener, I welcome the rain.
And that was going to be my next question about how you actually keep flowers blooming for a whole month.
Yeah, that's it. The pressure to keep 4 weeks of flowers in bloom is on. And the way we manage that is a very careful approach with the flower varieties we use. We use early, mid and late blooming variety bulbs and we underplant all of the bulbs with annuals. So using that two-stage planting process and using mid, late and early flowering varieties, it means we're guaranteed to have flowers for the whole 4 weeks. And regardless if we have a late winter or an early winter or a late spring or an early spring, we've straddled those key dates that we need to cover for.
The last event of Floriade is the big bulb day, the big bulb dig day. Why do you do that? Because wouldn't it be better just to keep these bulbs for next year?
Well, one of the key things about Floriade is that we've got brand new designs every single year. Now, the logistics of extracting each of those bulbs and sorting them back out into their colours is just an impossible feat. Also, when the show closes mid-October, the life cycle of a tulip, they're not ready to finish their growth cycle yet. So they need to stay in leaf and keep growing for another month or two. And what they're doing then is they're growing next year's flower and storing that energy and they want to die down naturally. So based on when Floriade closes, it's not very compatible for us to try and retain the bulbs that we use. So the next best thing we can do is give them back to Canberrans and the public and raise money for charity. And that was the driver behind doing the bulb dig.
That was Tim Howard from Floriade, speaking of 1RPH's Janelle Provost. The event concludes on the 12th of October, and the Great Big Bulb Dig is on Monday, 13th of October, at the Commonwealth Park.